Good morning. There's this new Gallup poll out that asks Muslim Americans about how they view our nation, our democracy, their democracy, and their place in it. The poll asked whether Muslims had been discriminated against recently, whether they think their fellow Muslim Americans were sympathetic to Al-Qaeda, and how loyal they are to the democratic system here, the political system. Joining us now to talk about this poll, Muhammad Yunus, who's with the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies in D.C., and one of the primary authors of this report. Good morning.
Hi, Celeste. Good morning.
You know, what was the purpose of this particular poll? I understand you've done one other a few years ago. What is it aiming to find out?
Exactly. It was really a follow-up to our report that was issued in 2009. And what we wanted to know about were how things have changed in the past couple of years since we checked in on Muslim Americans' life evaluation and other Americans as well in that report. But we also wanted to focus a little bit more about some more topical issues, terrorism, attitudes about Al-Qaeda, identity, and to what degree Muslim Americans identify with the United States are all questions that we really didn't delve into in our first report because it was really sort of a temperature-taking report on the overall well-being of people. It's important to note that we also tracked what other religious groups felt about these issues and how they had also changed since 2008.
Well, first, let's talk first about what you found out. There were several questions, the answers are a bit surprising. Tell me about some of the issues that you raised that where your results surprised you.
Well, one thing that was definitely interesting was that when we asked about whether or not Muslims in the U.S. were loyal to the U.S., as you mentioned, we didn't just ask Muslim Americans. We asked everybody in the study, and we found that majorities of all major religious groups in the United States, in fact, did say that they felt that Muslims in the U.S. Were loyal to the U.S. We also asked about whether Muslims in the U.S. were sympathetic to Al-Qaeda. And again, majorities of all major religious groups in the U.S. said that, in fact, they did not see Muslims in the U.S. as sympathetic
Muslim,
to Al-Qaeda.
Muslim and non-Muslim all said that they don't think Muslim Americans are sympathetic to Al-Qaeda, right?
They did, but in much fewer numbers than Muslims did. And despite the fact that they are majorities, and that is a little different than the discourse that we hear surrounding Muslim Americans sometime on the airwaves, which is a lot more focused on suspicion and fears of secret sympathies for Al-Qaeda and similar organizations, what we find are that even though a significant minority of many religious groups do have doubts, the majorities don't actually have doubts about the sympathies of Muslims.
Which seems to prove the point that many of the people we see on cable channels aren't really representative of the broader American public. You also asked about how loyal they are to the democratic system. Why that question? That would seem to me be questioning the loyalties of Muslim Americans.
Well, we didn't ask whether or not they were loyal to the democratic system. We asked them about a series of sort of civic institutions and their attitudes about them. And what we found is that Muslim Americans were actually the most common religious group in the United States to say that they had high confidence in the honesty of elections. They actually had the highest rate in the confidence in the honesty of elections. We also asked about whether or not they strongly identify with the United States, their faith, their ethnic group, and people around the world who share their faith. And we asked this question of all respondents, not just of Muslim Americans. And what we found is that Muslim Americans are equally as likely to say they extremely strongly or very strongly identify with the United States as they are of saying the same thing about how they identify with their faith. That was actually something across all major religious groups where we saw very large majorities of people both strongly identifying with their faith and identifying with the U.S. Another metric in which the U.S. Muslim community actually is not very different than other major religious groups is that when we found those who were more likely to tell us that they had a strong sense of identification with others around the world who shared their faith, they were no more or less likely, whether they were Protestant, Catholic, Muslim, or Mormon, to also say that they strongly identified with the United States. So it really highlighted this notion of complementing, not competing identities, where people are drawing upon their faith, but also their national identity to form their American identity, a holistic view at who they are and the different aspects that sort of make up their identity as individuals.
We're speaking with Muhammad Yunus, who's with the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies in D.C., and he's one of the primary authors of this report. Muhammad, are you yourself Muslim American?
I am, and proudly from Los Angeles.
Well, you know, I mean, you must have heard some of the things going on and coming out of the political sphere that gave you pause for, I guess, contemplation. Take a listen to this comment from Herman Cain.
Would I be comfortable with the Muslim in my administration? And I would not be comfortable because you have peaceful Muslims and then you have militant Muslims, those that are trying to kill us. And so when I said I wouldn't be comfortable, I was thinking about the ones that are trying to kill us.
That's Herman Cain, who's a Republican candidate for president. You know, when I would imagine, I'm not a Muslim American, but I would imagine when I hear comments like that, when I hear news reports about Peter King and the hearings on Muslim Americans in Congress, that would make me less likely, that would make me more likely, I should say, to question the political system here.
Well, I mean, it could, but it also could actually give you a lot more faith in a political system where people who are of that elk and of that viewpoint are able to sort of share their viewpoint, and those who support them can go to the ballot box and support that view. I think that Muslim Americans, you know, in the sort of 10 years after 9/11, their skin is a little thicker than it used to be. Things that, you know, Mr. Cain said a few weeks ago were unfortunate, but unfortunately, they're not very unique. It's not sort of the first time we've ever heard anybody express these views in a public way. And it represents a sentiment that unfortunately still exists and we still see in our data. There is a significant amount of distrust out there of Muslim Americans. Part of that is the responsibility of Muslim Americans to reach out to their neighbors and coworkers and inform people about who they are and what they believe in and what the values of their community are. Another part of it, though, is definitely, we need a little bit more of education for the public on what Muslim Americans think and what are their views on their role in the United States. And I think that's part of what drove us to do this study. I mean, we at Gallup are always focused on measuring things in an objective way and informing the public or informing policymakers about the issues that they care about. So it's not really up to us to sort of improve relations with Muslims and their fellow Americans, but we're here to measure it effectively and contribute in whatever way we can to tell people this is what Americans actually think about their neighbors, but also about Islam more generally, and whether or not Muslim Americans are sort of contributing members to the society or are to be treated as suspects.
Muhammad Yunus, senior analyst for the Abu Dhabi Gallup Center, which is part of the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies in D.C., and one of the primary authors of this report.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.